Stroker Boys, this is Miss Mandy. Today is your lucky day again. Part two of my erotic story. I don't know if I elaborated about part one. I did go out recently to a club looking for cock. I decided I may as well share my experience of what happened that night with you naughty stroker boys out there. Part one is listed below on my blog with a full audio. The story in part, if you just want to read the story, you need to click on the link and go to my website and read part one in its entirety. However, part two, same thing applies here. Part of the story is here. And I'm not so sure I'm going to record the whole story for you on this audio. Perhaps you might like to call me and find out exactly what happened. What would it be like seeing Miss Mandy on a night out in a club? I can be very, very naughty, too. You should know that. I'm a naughty girl, just like you can be a naughty boy. And is that making your cock twitch? Thinking of finding Miss Mandy out, dancing, possibly wearing no panties under her little short skirt? Well, we shall see. Enjoy the story, Stroker Boy. I think you will. Part 2. Mandy's Night Out. The DJ just happened to put on a slew of techno tunes. I love the pounding beat almost as much as I love a good pounding. Off to the dance floor, which gave me a chance to show off my ass. As usual, every male on and around the dance floor was giving me a horny stare, while every female was giving me an angry glare. Bitches. That's right, bitches, the ones staring at me like this. A slow song was next, so I quickly exited the dance floor. I looked back at my dance partner and saw the disappointment in his eyes. No doubt his crestfallen look was because he wasn't going to get the opportunity to slow dance with me, which meant no chance to press his penis against my stomach, hip, ass, or all of the above. Poor, poor boy. On the flip side, though, the cock press is an easy way for a girl to see if there's enough meat between the legs to even consider. Oh, well. We sat down, and he wasted no time in coming on a little stronger. Rubbing my arm and accidentally bumping my thigh, I played along a little bit. What's your name, stud? How old are you? What do you do for a living? He replied, Darren, I'm 24, and I'm an investment analyst, he replied. Oh, a money guy. I like money, Darren. I told him I needed another drink, and he leaped up to go get it. I just love how obedient and attentive a man with a hard-on can be. I was already getting tired of the club, so I decided to push things along. When Darren returned with my drink, I shifted in my seat and let my legs fall open before crossing them. Darren visibly twitched as he caught a glimpse of my moist slit. While he struggled to regain his composure, I hit him again. How big is your cock, Darren? So, Stroker Boys, click the link here. Continue to my site and read on. Part 3 will be coming shortly this week, so stay tuned for more Miss Mandy happenings. And remember, you can reach me live Eastern Time at 1-877-732-6360. I start my day around noon, and I'm up way late at night, usually till 1 a.m. and sometimes much later. So, Stroker Boys, enjoy the stories, my websites, And be sure to keep that cock going for me. You know how I love when you stroke your dick for me, stroker boys. Mwah! Miss Mandy, 1-877-732-6360.